Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com. Boom!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli. Some of you are not normally used to hearing me in the beginning. I believe we've only done this like one other time when we couldn't get my dad's phone working. My father is currently sick today, so I am your intro announcer today. I want to thank you all for listening each and every week. I want to thank you to everyone who shares the show online. Tracy, the paranormal informer, Paranormal Technologies, Daryl, Dawn, Travis, Harvey, our guest today, Alexandra, Marilyn, Lourdes, Audra, Jerry, Stephanie, and so many more. I really appreciate everyone's support. It means the world to me as a host. I've been doing this show for coming up on 13 years now, so it's really great just to see everyone liking the show and enjoying it. Thank you to Rob Sarek, who allows me to have this show each and every week. And yeah, I mean, we have an amazing guest on today, Harvey Althaus, and we also have some amazing guests upcoming. We have Women on the Fridge authors Denise Agnew, Marie D. Jones, and Nicole Strickland next week, March 23rd. We have paranormal investigator and VP of Friends of the White Hill Manor, Kyle Mangus, on 4/6. And we are currently booking many more people. If you want to stay up to date on upcoming shows, check out Ghost Host Show on Twitter. You can also like The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on Facebook. You can also follow me. I recently came back from an Instagram hiatus on Sophia Temporelli. And also follow me on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli. And yeah, make sure to listen to some of the archive shows if you are so inclined. Go to liveparanormal.com, ghosthunting.com. You can also listen on Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, and there's also shows that are stored on iTunes podcast. And today we are joined by not only such an amazing friend to my family, he is an amazing psychic. Harvey Althaus is one of the best psychics I've ever met in my life. He is an intuitive remote viewer. He is featured on many different shows, such as Ghostly Voices episode of Discovery Channel's The Haunting, Spirited Phone Call episode of My Ghost Story Caught on Camera, the Netflix original series. He was also on Haunted. That was the Netflix original series. Sorry, guys. It's a little confusing. Like I said, never done this before. He was on Spirited Phone Call episode of My Ghost Story Caught on Camera, and he was on the Netflix original series Haunted, and hosts Insight Hours on Facebook. Everyone visit HarveyAlthausIntuitive.webs.com, Facebook, Harvey Althaus, and YouTube, you can search Harvey Althaus. Let's welcome him into the show.
Happy birthday.
Harvey, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you, Harvey. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Then listen to this. This is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sophia. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, girl.
Wow, thank you, Harvey. I really appreciate you coming on for my birthday. I told my dad, I was like, I want to have one of my friends on for my birthday because I love getting to talk to, I mean, so many cool people in the paranormal, though. I've known you since I was, I think, 13 years old. So, I mean, we go way back.
Yeah, 12, 13, absolutely. And it's been an adventure with you. I'll tell you that. I feel like you're my other daughter. I've kind of watched you grow from afar, but here you are.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate you coming on today. Like I said, my dad's out sick. He's managing the switchboard, but yeah, he sounds not great. So I decided to do the intro of the show.
Thank God, because 2 weeks ago, I woke up. I didn't have any voice at all. And then I got infected sinuses, and then it went all down the chest, and I hope he doesn't have that. But it does get better, you know. So,
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I still have a little intermittent cough. It's really subsided. I'm drinking tea, throat coat tea, as we speak. So I want to, make sure that, I can – got my sultry, soothed voice as opposed to my dry, I'm going to hack up a lung, cough going on here for you. I don't want to spoil your birthday. But again, I'm so thrilled, that of all the people that you could have had, to celebrate today with you on live, it's me. I've been humbled. I don't know what else to say.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for the birthday wishes. And thank you again to everyone who wished me a happy birthday. But like I was saying, Harvey, you are literally such an amazing psychic. For people who don't know, I mean, Harvey, I met him years ago at a Paracon at the Graber Olive House. But he actually called my mom. I mean, years after meeting, we were friends at the time, but my mom was diagnosed with uterine cancer years ago. She's completely healed, but she was in surgery getting a hysterectomy, and Harvey called her while she's literally laying in the hospital bed after surgery and said, "Hey, Shirley, I just felt like something was wrong, and I had to call you. Is everything okay?" right after surgery. He had no idea. My mom didn't tell anyone. She doesn't really like to make a big deal out of stuff like that. And so no one knew. And you picked up on that, which was incredible. And you've done so much other stuff throughout the years too, but that's really one that stands out to me is just like, there's no way you could have known.
Well, I mean, I look at it this way. I think how it operates for me is once I have that first connection with whoever it is, it's like, especially if it's a, you know, deep, you know, like, and grown over time, you know, connection like we have, it's like, the signals are always bouncing back and forth between us, but sometimes I get a heightened, like, I mean, I was literally on my way home from work when I called your mom. I got in the car, I started the car, and I'm looking at my phone, and I said, oh, I better call Shirley real quick. I hope she's okay. That's what I said. I hope she's okay. And then, and then she was sitting there, your mom was literally aghast. Going, kind of speechless, you know, but it's just, I feel that's what happens is, I mean, and you know, your family isn't unique. A lot of my clients that I've done over the years, not every single one of them, but a lot of them, several for a fact, I will pick up stuff intermittently and very randomly. Like I could go 3 years without talking to somebody and all of a sudden I like, hey, I have to call so-and-so. And I say something, and it's exactly what they're going through at the moment. Or they had just passed it, or it hadn't started yet, but like two days, 2 weeks later, they go, oh, my God, remember you told me I said you're crazy? You're not crazy. You know, it just happens like that. You know,
yeah.
It's like that as a kid.
Absolutely. I mean, I really remember my dad and I believe, were like going and picking up pizza or something, Yeah, she called us up and she goes, you won't believe it. Harvey just called me and he felt like something was wrong and he had to call me. We're all shocked. I mean, knowing psychics for so many years, you would think you get used to it. You don't. But like you said, you've been experiencing these abilities and ghosts and stuff since a very young age. Do you want to tell the audience how you initially discovered your abilities and what that was like growing up with them?
Sure. Well, you know, you had mentioned that I was on, you know, a few of the shows that I've been on. The one in particular, Haunted by Netflix, that kind of gives you, it's like a genesis into how I do, you know, got into what I do and how it's kind of like how it started. But my earliest memories, I was maybe three, maybe four, and just being terrified a lot without, you know, I came from a pretty large family and I'm the only one that's experiencing all this stuff. I mean, literally in the same room with my mom or dad or my sister, and there's this other person, but you know, and the strange thing is they all of them looked like children to me when I was a kid, if, you know, recalling it, they all looked like children, you know, and they come to find out, you know, and on Haunted, the particular episode of my life, that snapshot, that window of time, I there was three children ghosts that were in the house, that came with the house that we were living in, I guess. I mean, scared to death of them, didn't want anything to do with them. And I just, until we moved, I just, you know, they haunted, seriously haunted me. And even when I moved, I would have bad dreams about the place. And anyways, but since I've been about three or four, I've always been able to see things, sense things, know things, even just out of the blue like I did for your mom. And then over the years, when I was in the United States Navy, let me back up, United States Navy, I got nothing better to do when you're out to sea for long periods of time. I just started reading, and on board our ship, in the ship's chaplain office, one of the chaplains, he was a rabbi by conviction, but he was multi, you know, denominational faith, pastor or provider for the ship's company. And he had a very large, he called it New Age, New Age and Occult Practices section that he had in his private library. And he let me read any books that I wanted to, and I read almost all of them because we were out to sea for so long. And the more I read, the more I discovered that, hey, I can do that too. I didn't know there was names for it. So I found out that I used to just hold something or touch somebody, and that's called psychometry, you know, be able to pick up stuff. The only thing that I've ever really had any issues with is a watch. Then I found out that a lot of times, a lot of other touch readers, you know, doing psychometry, they struggle with watches as well because they're animated. And mm-hmm. I guess it kind of doesn't allow you to concentrate or whatever, but I can't do a watch. But so psychometry, I have always been able to do medical things, see medical things, experience medical things. You know, a lot of good, benign things that I've seen, you know, and experienced bad things. Like my own father, before he was diagnosed with lung cancer, I had a dream about it. I knew where it was, how big it was. And it was like, you know, real. It's like real time. It's like how we're talking together now. And he was back in the Midwest, and I was out here in California. And I called him the very next morning, and I'm just paraphrasing, you know, the event that my stepmom was telling me that, oh, well, you know, that's kind of coincidental. We're taking your father in, you know, to the doctors today because he's been having a lot of chest pains. And although he had a heart attack in 1987, these were different. And that's when they mm-hmm. found out they had lung cancer. He knew where it was, you know, where it was, and exactly where I said, and how big it was and what stage it was 100% correct. But since then, when I'm doing a reading for somebody, you know, it's not just, I just don't have them asking a question. It's like they get this thorough read for an hour, and I hit all kinds of things. A lot of it I hit on people's pasts, you know, and once in a while I do a past life will be in there, but it has merit and it has connection to where they're at now. And we discover what that is and that how it affects them now to this day. But I end up peeling back layers of a lot of personal baggage and open up those bags of, you know, because a lot of people stuff, you know, they stuff their emotions, stuff their issues, stuff their care. And I helped them unpack them a little bit to reconnect with them because, you know, they want to know why am I being stymied? Why do I feel stagnant in my present? You know, why can I achieve the thing? They said, well, mm-hmm. let's open some of this baggage. Let's pick this apart. And I by just me revisiting it with them, it's like I become their Jimmy Cricket, like their conscience outside their head. It's safer for them to look at it because it's not as threatening anymore when they have an extra person helping them through it. So I go through that, and it helps them in their present. Future is very fleeting because, as you know, it changes every second depending upon mm-hmm. your choices. But if something's immediate, like within a week or two, and it's that strong, you know, I can pick up on that. You know, my wife, who condones what I do, you know, she knows I help a lot of people, but she wasn't much of a believer in people like me. But when she had her own personal experience and everything that I told her became 100% correct, she freaked out a little bit. But ever since then, she's like, okay, well, just be careful when you tell people stuff because, you know, stuff changes all the time. But it was just due to the fact that here it was my wife. I'm not saying that she was a cynical skeptic, but she was mm-hmm. open-minded, you know, and but for her to experience something from me, usually if it comes to my immediate family, you know, it's like I'm barking at a tree, you know, nothing happens. I can't read it. But at that time, we weren't married yet. And, you know, we had just started our connection, and it was this wall when it fell out of me. And I told her this was going to happen. And it did, literally verbatim. But anyways, so I found out over the years, I do a lot of things. I stumbled upon remote viewing. And for those people out there who's listening, who don't know what remote viewing is, it is an ability to sense and see and experience things at great distances. And so far, I really don't have any boundaries, at least none that I've come across. I can span through, you know, I can back up in time not too far back, but I can back up in time. And but mm-hmm. not so much the future, because like I said, it changes all the time. But this is why paranormal investigators use me. They use me as a tool, as an investigation tool. And how it works is they give me an address. I give them a read of what I feel. A lot of times what I see should be there is what was there historically. And mm-hmm. I draw pictures and I take notes and then they do research and they find out that I was 100% correct. I've even had investigators show me pictures of the original buildings after they researched it. And although I drew it, I'm not saying it's 100%, but it's like 95%. You know, I might like had the chimney on the wrong side, you know, or
yeah.
instead of, you know, stuff like that. But it's fairly accurate. But nowadays, as opposed to people, you know, it's cheap to have a ghost in your house, it seems like, and investigators are a dime a dozen nowadays. And I've probably helped 300 to maybe 400, you know, investigation groups around the world and mm-hmm. Over the years. And it's like now I'm regulated to a pre-investigation tool. They give me the address, I do a reading, but they don't tell me anything about it other than the address. And if I can pick up on something that's being experienced there that only they know about, that they've heard, you know, from, you know, the owner that they've done their pre-interview with, then that kind of merits, you know, in my mind, their mind, that, it, you know, it's going to be worth their while to actually go, you know, and do a physical
yeah.
investigation. So, but yeah, that's
no.
a little bit
it's
that,
like
that's first.
It's incredible. I mean, like I said, you have really amazing abilities. You are one of the best psychics I've ever seen. I remember even one time when I was in high school, I had a friend. I wasn't, you know, sure what our friendship was. Like, if, you know, like,
oh,
it was always a little off and on. And you
yeah.
said they were living a double life. And that's true. I won't go into that. It's not my story to tell. But you
yeah.
were 100% right. And you did not know this person. You had never heard of this person. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you were completely accurate.
Yeah. And here again, you were because I've had a connection with you. And it's kind of like I pick up things that it's almost like you're my antenna, Sophie. So when I know when you were
mm-hmm.
helping that person deal with those situations, when you found out the truth about it, it was like, and I think this is how it works for me with the remote control too. I mean, not remote control, but remote viewing. Having somebody there physically, it's like I can use them as my, you know, as my guidepost. And it's like I'm seeing through your eyes. I'm feeling through your feelings. You know, and it's like I'm a 13-year-old party. It's like I'm looking over the shoulders at the situations or place, but
mm-hmm.
I feel it has to be that extra person, you know, as far as for my connection to whatever it is that I'm reading. But I do remember this person. I know it's been a while ago, but this is something that, you know, without going into it, I know you've shared a lot of it with me, and you've always like, oh my God, how did you know this? Well, I don't know, but just due to the fact that you were validating what I was feeling and how I perceived what was going on made me feel like, okay, good. You know, because
mm-hmm.
I just was getting, I was telling you, I'm getting all these red flags. I'm getting these warnings going off, you know? So anyway, so I'm glad that this was able to come, you know, come to bear and come out into the light. You know, so
yeah, you're completely right.
So yeah. So, yes.
But with your abilities too, I mean, I know that you have them at such a young age, and I know that for a lot of psychics, it's very hard to develop on their own. And you had to research and figure it out on your own. But what advice would you give to others who are currently trying to manage their own psychic abilities or develop
okay.
the ones that they currently have?
Right. Great question. Just my opinion, right? What I like to, I wish I had a dollar for every time people have asked me the same question.
Mm-hmm.
I do, not as much, but people still do contact me because you know, they feel they have something and they want to progress it, but they don't know how. I feel that we're all born with it, initially and originally when we're born, we already have this ability. Pediatric child growth, people have noticed, especially when it comes to the psychology of it, people know that babies are very aware after they become cognizant enough to where they can see clearly, they can hear everything, you know, because they have all their faculties are coming online, and they're not at that age yet to where I'm talking like from a six-month-old who learns how to set up by themselves, you know, unassisted. You know, their tactile exploration, their audible exploration, their visual exploration, everything just becomes heightened. And I truly feel that we are all born with this primitive yet highly functional sixth sense. And babies, more often than not, even animals have the same thing. They can sense things more readily than we can, you know, as adults or even older child over the age, you know, like 10. And because nobody's telling them that it's not real. And that's why I feel when I was, you know, 3 or 4 years old that I truly experienced what I did experience. Because nobody had told me at that time, nor do I remember anybody saying to me, oh, that stuff's not real. Because I couldn't articulate, and other children can't articulate at a young age what they're experiencing. So what happens is left to the parents' religious dogmas, you know, schools, mass, whatever. And unfortunately, this intuitiveness, this organic, born with abilities, you know, that we have, you know, they're allowed to wither. It's like a grape, you know, you got this big, plump, juicy grape, like, oh, but then it's left to wither on the vine. Say, oh, you don't need to worry about that. Oh, no, let us tell you how to think. Let us tell you how to feel. So that's all kind of worn out of you, but you still have it. Everybody still has it. So people ask me, well, how do I reconnect with it? Well, a lot of it is projection, the belief, and also a strong belief in what you know, what your experience is a real thing that's happening. And the biggest thing here, Sophia, is not caring what other people think of what you're going through. That's the hardest part. Now, I was one of those kids, like on, you know, but I wasn't. I'm just comparing myself. I didn't have a chip coffee growing up that could help me, guide me as a child through this horrible time period in my life, having these abilities, and no one else has experienced them, and then being physically disciplined because my parents didn't know what else to do about it. They didn't want to have their child be not normal. And that right there, that's the biggest thing where people who have abilities, I want to say the majority of people that I run into, and I tell them when I do readings, I can literally tell them what they have and have abilities. And they're like, oh my God, how do you know that? Who told you that? It's because I can feel it in you. And it's like some people are so powerful and it's still naturally there, but because they are so concerned about what other people think is what's keeping it, you know, like batten down the hatches, keep it tight, keep it out of the way. It's almost like keeping it in a closet. I don't know what's worse, coming out of the closet because you feel you're a different person, or coming out of the closet, you can see ghosts, you can interact with energy, you can. So what's the lesser of two evils? You know, they both suck coming out of the closet about because we all are afraid that we're going to be dealt with as that different person, that nonconformist of society. So as far as, you know, the why I'm saying this, because that's the biggest hurdle that people have to let go of is caring what other people think. I mean, easier said than done. Family's a big part of that. But And as much as I try to run away from it, it just seems like, Sophia, the harder you run away from it, the faster, you know, the quicker it catches you in the long run. And then you have to play catch up. And it's like it never leaves. It's right there. But people who are, and I want to say, I don't meditate. I never have. I think if mm-hmm. I do, it puts me to sleep. I don't meditate. I try to eat pretty clean, but I am a human. I'm a modern human. I eat when I feel like I need something quick. I won't say no to a Wendy's burger, but you know, it's really hard to keep our body clean because the theory is Eastern religion, as far as, you know, they're all over this. They're all into the mind, body, and soul. And through eating healthy keeps all three of those things in balance. And I truly feel that is very true about when it comes to psychic abilities. Because the more lean and clean that you are, the more hyper aware mm-hmm. you become of your sensitivity. It's like, you know, we eat ourselves to death sometimes, but it's to, and I swear it's to null the effect of our natural born abilities, to keep them in check. You know, so I would say this, if you're a meditating person, that's great. And then one of the scariest things is, and I know a lot of people, they've tried meditating, they scare themselves because they start experiencing things they've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes, you know, it's all about the third eye, this and that. It's so much information. There's a lot of great YouTube videos that can help people with those. There's a lot of great books and literature about different kind of things out there. And there are people that mentor people, but it's a lot of money. And I'm a practical person. Now, yes, I do charge, you know, for my readings, but mm-hmm. I don't do courses. I mean, I did, but then I kind of stopped because it was kind of silly. And I'm like, oh, these people shouldn't have to pay me, you know, all this, you know, once a week or whatever it is they signed up for. So I would just say, if you really want to reconnect something, well, I don't have it. Yeah, you do. That's mm-hmm. your modern telling you don't have it because they don't want you to be different. You don't allow yourself to be different. You have to fit into society norms. But the hardest part is getting and letting go that overprotective feeling of, oh my God, if I pursue this, if I get better at it, what are people going to think about me? Well, you just got to let that boat go. Because you'll never know unless you try.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, and you want to put conviction in it. It's like, I truly believe what I can do. It took me a long time to get to this point, but I truly feel in every fiber of my soul that what I do is real. And this is obvious because you've just shared a couple of validations, you know, for your listeners of some of the stuff that I helped your family with, you and your family, you know, and things surrounding. And it's like this for everybody that I help. It's more important for me to, you know, help others, but it's everybody's mm-hmm. unique journey as to how they help themselves to become more open to their natural born abilities.
Absolutely. And I feel like that's true in so many aspects of life, you know, trying to navigate life, fitting into society while also being yourself. And sometimes that
right.
doesn't mean fitting into society. And, you know, you've helped with so many other things too. I mean, speaking of high school, there was a girl from high school who was dealing with a home haunting issue. And I said, she came to me about it. But I'm sensitive. I'm not psychic like that. So I can't really help like that. And I'm more of like a fire alarm. Like I can tell you if something's there, but I'm not really helpful
yeah.
beyond that. So I asked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super helpful beyond that. And you validated everything that she was going through. You told her what was there. You helped her feel better. And
right.
that was really incredible too. I mean, you were able to help me help someone else.
Right.
And so, I mean, you do such amazing work, and that really is great advice. I do know we have to take a quick commercial break,
sure.
but we'll be right back with more questions. And we have a caller who's currently in the chat room.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break. Hey, Harvey. Thank you again so much for coming on today.
Hello?
Sophia?
I'm here. Sorry. Well, wait a minute. I'm here. I muted my phone because I was clutching around
Sophia?
The kitchen. Go ahead.
Mom?
Yeah, it is your mother. I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday and let you know how proud I am of where you've come this point in your life. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. That was
and
surprise.
Hi, Harvey.
To me.
Hi, Shirley.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Anytime that I'm, you know, talking to you guys, it's a good time.
Well, since John's not on today, I have to ask you, Harvey, is there anything you're picking up about Sophia?
Well, you mean anything different than what I've told you in the last time we talked?
Yes.
I just feel that there's forward movement on, I want to say on at least a couple of fronts, more movement that's advancement, if that makes any sense. I also, Sophia, this is going to sound completely out of the norm here, but
mm-hmm.
I had a dream not too long ago, and I was going to call you. To let you know, I had a dream that you not only dyed your hair, but you cut it super short.
I did dye my hair recently. It wasn't cut super short, but it is a little more on the blonde now.
I'm
not blonde, but it has like highlights.
Right. But it was really weird because, you know, and I know I've never been to your house, but I've been close, as you know, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in your front door and, your mom was over at grandma's house, just across the street, and she was painting Christmas. It was around Christmas time because she was painting her famous Christmas windows. And she saw me and she came running out and she goes, oh my God, Tim, you got to see this. And she goes, Sophia needs your opinion. And I walked in and I didn't even recognize you. That's how drastically different everything was. And like I said, it was a dream. I was gonna call and let you know, but that was just weird. Like I said, that was a different tangent. But as far as picking up, let's see, Hey, did you ever get your driver's license yet? Have you got that?
Yeah, I got it when I was like, 16. I don't
drive. But is it? Do you drive?
No. I've been driven for like a few years.
Right. So the only couple things that I'm thinking, you know, that I, as far as what I see for you, I just the last time we talked about you got a couple of pokers in the fire that you've been poking along and moving, you know, moving some potential things, you know, in a positive manner. Have you gotten response from them?
Not right now. I mean, I'm going to be in Ghost Magazine, and then I'm on the Women on the Fringe book coming up on the 24th that's being released. So I have that, and pretty much, you know, just seeing what the rest of 2024 holds.
Yeah, 2024, well, like you said, as long as I've known you since that first day when I said, oh, my God, this girl's going places. You know, you still are. I know I said that through all your teen years, you know, but unfortunately, it's really hard to tell time. This is why it's really hard to do futures at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see forecast for you for the rest of the year is you're Pisces. Are you a Pisces?
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
Right. So I'm not necessarily an astrologer, but I'm kind of familiar. I have this feeling that, you know, you're such a calm person to begin with. You take things in stride. I'm not saying that when you have frustration hits, but you don't share that frustration. You know, you just sort of try to go smoothly with it because you have this tenacious thing of, you know, however it's going to turn out, it's going to turn out. If it doesn't, I'm not going to waste my energy on it.
Yeah,
so, you know, I feel, summer's coming up, and, you know, I know about the other things that, and I'm not sharing with any, you know, with everybody else, but I think you know what I'm talking about. I feel that there's going to be some kind of negotiations before the middle of summer. I think that there's going to be some kind of news either way that possibly has some kind of negotiations associated with it. I still think that, you know, once you are in that position of what we've discussed in the past for many years now, I still believe that you're going to be that next it person, you know, Sophia Temporelli. She's the new it girl. I just so strongly feel that about you. I mean, ever since I've met you, and I know time at this right now, it's been, maybe it is due to the fact that they've been waiting for you to mature, but it's like, okay,
yeah,
you're going,
I don't want to mature.
I don't want to mature past my zenith, but I still see some really good positive things coming your way, and I feel that it's just like now's the time. That's what I'm getting.
Absolutely. I think I'm much more clear as a creative person and an individual now than me at 16, which is to be expected with growth, but I appreciate, you know, your support throughout the years. Thank you to my mom for calling in. That surprised me. I do know we have another caller, though, and I want to make sure she gets in, too. Valerie from New York, I believe you're on hold right now.
Yes. Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Hello. Thank you so much for calling in. You're on with Harvey.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday, Sophia. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I hope it keeps going. Great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Hi, Harvey.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. Finer than frog hair, they would say.
Would you say?
Finer than frog hair, which is pretty funny.
I've never heard that expression. Oh, that's funny.
Really? Oh, my goodness. You need to go to the Midwest.
Me either.
That's the Midwest.
Well, I have a question or two if I can, but I'll go with my first and we'll see, I guess. I don't want to tell you too much just because I don't think you want to know too much. I just would like to know what you see around a gentleman. I said, I'm not going to tell you too much just because I don't know that you want to know too much, but I'm going to ask you about a gentleman, what you see going on with him and us in general with the two of us.
Gentlemen, my first impression, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay, all right. My first impression, at least what I'm feeling is that there's some kind of, it's almost like something that has a part to do a little bit about trusting. It has a little bit to do about having some kind of an understanding. I'm not quite sure. I just feel that it's like trying to understand the intentions, if that makes any sense.
I guess I'm confused. I'm a little confused now. I'm sorry.
No, you asked me about a gentleman, and what I feel I'm picking up is a little bit of maybe it's more through you what I'm picking up. Is there some kind of concern at all about trust?
Well, no, I'd like to know what you see going on around him right now. And with that, if you see like something with the two of us.
Right. Well, like I said, I mean, I just feel that there's a lot of, his energy is kind of, it's weird because to you, he seems very focused. But when he's not around you, I feel it's kind of scattered, if that makes any sense.
No. We're not together. But
you're
I'd
not
like
together.
To see. No, we're
right.
not. I wanted to see like what you see coming up, if you see anything coming up.
Well,
like that.
I can be wrong, but right now at the present time, I just I'm being very confused as well, because I can't tell if this is something to me. It feels like this is something that you would like to have around you, but at the same time, it's something about, I don't know if it's his trust or your trust. This is where my confusion is.
Okay, he's someone from my, I'll fill you in then, I guess. Someone from my past. Yeah, you know, back and forth. It was crazy. And some time has gone by, and I recently reached out to him. I had a couple times, and then I let it go. Recently reached
right.
out to him, and I'd like to know if we're going to have there will be a reconnection between the two of us, whether it's friends, more, not whatever.
Well, do you know if this, see, I just feel this, he has other arrangements at the present.
Arrangements like what? What do you mean?
I feel that there is some other kind of relationship.
I don't think at the time. I think one recently ended for him.
Right. Well, maybe that's why I'm feeling like the confusion he's told you that it's ended?
Let's just say I know.
Okay, and it's factual as far as you're concerned.
I know.
Okay. Well, I think now it's a little bit clearer. I think it's more of a want on your part. I mean, I can be wrong, but I feel that there's more of a want on your part to possibly be, to have him or her, in the around you in your energy, and this is where I'm feeling something about trust. Maybe that's coming from him. Maybe about you. I'm kind of confused about that.
Trust about me? What do you mean trust about me? Like, I'm just trying to understand. I guess I'm asking, well, do you feel us reconnecting?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Just that there's something in the way of that, and I don't know, and I'm trying to find words to convey that won't sound harsh.
No, it's okay. Just lay it out there. I'm a grown girl. I can handle anything.
Then I can be totally wrong about this, but I have a feeling that he's, like you said, he's ended, you know, to you, you know, for a fact, but mm-hmm. I have a feeling that that's not correct. I have a feeling that he still has a connection, maybe not as strong, but, and then here you are, you've been reconnecting with him, and it's kind of getting him cross signals. Giving him cross signals to him. It's like, because you said you've been together, then you weren't together, then you weren't. So maybe this is where where I'm feeling trust. Maybe that's coming from him, that, you know, that could be an issue with him. But I just at this moment, I don't see that happening in the future. And at least in the very near future, I don't see that.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I think maybe where the trust thing could come in, I would genuinely, and put anything else aside, I would genuinely like to be his friend. But I don't think he sees it as that. I think he thinks I want more. And I truly don't, actually.
Okay. There's confusion right there, then, the cross signals.
That might be. And I don't know how to convey to him that I'd like to be his friend and have him get it.
Right, right. So that's more the confusion of what I was getting.
Well, I know, I don't want either of you to get cut off. Harvey, can you please let Valerie know where she could contact you for follow-up or reading?
Yeah. Sure, you can go to my Facebook page, go to Paranormal Remote VRB Althouse. You can message
Paranormal.
Me there. Paranormal Remote Viewer, Harvey Althouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that
okay.
last name is LTHAUS, and then you can private message me there.
Oh, you're wonderful. I really appreciate that, and I thank you very much. And
sure.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And, Sophia,
sure.
again, enjoy your day.
Thank you so much, Valerie. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Harvey, I mean,
yes.
obviously amazing as always. This show went by so fast, as it always does when
it
we're
always
talking.
Does. So, it always does.
Yeah,
it
really
does.
So obviously we'll have to have you back on very soon. But I want to make sure you get out all of your links. I know you do Insight Hour on Facebook. So please let everyone know where they can find you, contact you for readings like Valerie, or go watch your insights.
Sure. I try to do, Sophia was talking about, it's called the Insights Hour. And I try to do it once a week, but life gets in the way. So I apologize. I get on when I do. And what it is, it's a free forum. I do very short readings for people that have issues or need insight into those issues. And as long as you want to take your message on the air, take your answer on the air, and I just do it through the chat box. You can see me, you can hear me, but I take as many as I can from my chat box, and that can be viewed at Paranormal Remote Viewer Harvey Althouse as well. I send out an event, it goes public. And I try to do it a couple of days before, except the last time I was on, I did a couple hours before because I found out I had some extra time. I apologize for that. But anyways, I try to put it out a couple of days before. I do private readings. If you would like to have a private reading, you can contact me at Paranormal Remote Viewer Harvey Althouse and leave me a private message, and I'll send you all the details on that and how to go about getting getting that. And like you said, you can find me on YouTube. Website, I discontinued that website, the intuitive.webs, that's been discontinued, but you can pretty much find me. Oh, I'm also on Instagram finally now. And I'm actually kind of thinking about possibly migrating, the Insights Hour show over there too. And hopefully I can simulcast. I'm just trying to figure out how to simulcast on that. So Instagram, look for my name and, that's how you get a hold of me.
Well, you were an incredible guest, as always, Harvey, and I want to thank you again for coming on today.
Well, I want to thank you for being a great person and being a great friend over all these years. And I wish you the best and the happiest birthday, for you today.
Well, thank you so much, Harvey. You have a great rest of your day, too.
Right. And tell your dad, drink some tea. It's good for the throat.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Harvey.
All right. Give your mom a hug for me, please.
For sure. Bye.
All right.
I want to thank you all for listening, too. Harvey was such a great guest, as always. Please make sure to tune in next week when we have Women on the Fringe authors, Denise Agnew, Marie D. Jones, and Nicole Strickland. That's next week, March the 23rd. And I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.